Hello again, everybody. Pastor Matt, and the time for us to pray together is upon us. Whether or not you were at church on Sunday or tuned in online Sunday, we prayed together then too. And so these times when they come are precious, and not only the battlefront, but at the same time an oasis, because here we are praying in Jesus' name. He's already defeated death. We really have nothing to fear. But we have much in the active ministry of the church, in the ongoing presentation of the gospel, both in word and deed, to be praying about. You know that. I know that. I should quit talking. Thank you for pointing that out nice and silently. At any rate, as we are looking forward to praying together tonight, I would have you equipped with these things. First, your Bible. Second, the prayer guide. In the Bible, we're going to turn there in just a moment. I'd like you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Just going to read a few verses there at the end. Regarding the prayer guide, that should be easily accessible either in the email that came to you that gave the link to this evening's prayer guide and, well, this recording right here. There was also a link to the prayer guide. And so hopefully you've got that in front of you either digitally or you've been able to print it out. One other thing would be what I have in my hand. So I'm going to put it forward here, and we're going to do that one audibly. But I'm going to read for a bit from the autobiography of George Mueller. And not only about prayer, but about the interplay that prayer has with daily life, specifically in the life of a Christian, and therefore in the life of the church. So here we go. Let's go to the Bible first. I'm going to trust you have your prayer guide handy. And then we're going to read just a little bit from the autobiography of George Mueller. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read from verse 31 on through the end of the chapter. So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense to the Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. And then to chapter 11, verse 1, be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. So we're called here by Paul to look at him, certainly. And I think as believers in Jesus, we would be fairly... It would be a fair expectation of us that we would be able to say the same thing there as Paul has, and in all good faith, that folks should look at us. And as far as we are in line with God's word and will, we are imitating Christ. But that is where we all ought to be pointing. Paul, you, me. And so to that end, whatever we do, whether it is eating or drinking or praying together, let's do this to the glory of God. And again, as we're praying in Jesus' name, that is to the glory of God. We belong to him. Hear this then. As Paul has asked us to see him, see his life, see his ministry, that it may be imitated, that others might be saved, that would be the end of this. Here we do the same with George, who says in his autobiography, here's my story. Perhaps it's useful to you, Christian, in 2020. He writes this on May the 26th, 1851. The Christian should never worry about tomorrow or give sparingly because of a possible future need. Only the present moment is ours to serve the Lord, and tomorrow may never come. Money is really worth no more than as it can be used to accomplish the Lord's work. Life is worth as much as it is spent for the Lord's service. Any occupation can be used to serve the Lord, but certain principles must be followed in secular work. The Christian must guard against any attitudes or practices that will keep him from experiencing God's abundant prosperity. God is not likely to bless anything that leads a believer to depend more on himself or his circumstances than on the living God. For example, the Christian businessman should not feel compelled to have an extravagant shop, use boastful advertisements, or rent the most desirable and expensive location in order to have a prosperous business. Of course, his shop should be clean and orderly. He should announce the availability of his product and be located conveniently for customers, but He must not trust in these things as the reason for his ultimate success. A believer should rest and trust only in God. The children of God often use such expressions as, quote, this is our busy time, end quote, or, quote, this is our slow time, end quote. This implies that they are not seeking God daily about their calling. Instead, they ascribe their prosperity to times and seasons. The scripture, quote, he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, Matthew 13:58, end quote, contains a truth which may be applied here. The child of God should say, about this time of the year, business is generally slow, but I desire to serve God in my business and to help those who are in need. By prayer and faith, I can obtain a blessing from my Heavenly Father, although this is usually not a busy season. Well, this COVID season that we find ourselves in is, well, it's hard to determine what kind of season it is, whether it's busy or whether it's not busy. Because a lot of the normal things aren't here, we could maybe conclude that it's not a busy time. For some of us, that has only meant that we've needed to figure out other ways to do the same things in an unusual manner, and therefore it is, you know what, a little bit busier. Seems to be demanding a little bit more. Whether this is a busy season for you or a not too busy season for you, I think George's words to us, in keeping with the Gospel of Matthew, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians, I think we are called to use our time as we've been given it, and to use it in the moment and with the moments that we have been given. So let us give ourselves then to this prayer, this task that is before us, laid out in that prayer guide. It's not insignificant. And it's not coincidental that you are set aside to carry this forward with your brothers and sisters in Christ at this time. So let's get to it, shall we? Let us pray together. And may one of our prayers be that at some point when we are praying together, we are doing so in three dimensions and in person. But again, as the Lord wills it, COVID will not stop us from praying, even if it does stop us from praying in the physical proximity of one another. Carry on, church. Here we go.